Almost every Democrat in the state assembly and most in the state senate signed on to a resolution last year that called for changes to the school funding formula. Racine Assemblyman Corey Mason was among them, and this year he'll be among the new members of the legislature's powerful Joint Finance Committee. Mason says if there are any changes made to the school funding formula, they'd likely come as the governor and lawmakers craft the next budget.
I think the question is just whether or not we're tinkering with the funding formula and addressing certain issues, or whether or not we're going to go to a whole scale, you know, let's sort of wipe the page and start over with some other funding formula. I think there's still a debate going on about which approach makes the most sense.
Mason says the state budget shortfall that could be $5 billion makes any school funding question harder to address. The state's largest teachers union says it wants the state to get rid of local revenue caps as well as the QEO, which limits teacher salary increases. WEAC President Mary Bell says how the state goes about that is still open to debate.
I think that the economic downturn makes all these conversations more important. What I'm encouraged by is that we may actually be able to have these discussions rather than to have them shut down before they begin.
Whatever happens will hinge in large part on what Governor Jim Doyle does in his budget proposal. Doyle has said that despite a massive budget shortfall, he wants to protect funding for public schools. That's no small task given that K-12 funding takes up a bigger chunk of the budget than any other program. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.